Our 10-minute speaker is Jamie from San Diego.
Thank you. My name is Jamie, and I'm an alcoholic.
I'd
like to thank the Southern California Speakers Meeting, Felix, and the members here for having me. Welcome to the newcomers. Was it Aaron and Donna? Welcome. That's a big deal. That's a real big deal to stand up in this size of a meeting and introduce yourself as a newcomer. So I commend you. For those of you that may not have introduced yourself, welcome. I was one of those people years ago. This is not my first time in the fellowship, but God's will for me is hopefully my last. Congratulations to the token takers, Paul and Scott. That was a big deal, 19 years and 7 years. I just celebrated 7 years last year, working on my 8th year of sobriety. And the 90-day tokens, those are big deals. In fact, the people that took 19 years and 7 years took a 90-day, hopefully or probably, took a 90-day at one time. Or they had 90 days at one time. So I encourage you, if you got 90 days, to reach out to the person that has 28 days. And, that's how the fellowship works. For me, a little bit, I guess the, when I first got here, I heard about the, what I had to do was trust God, clean house, and help others. And when I got here, it was trust Jamie and clean out other people's houses. Stereos, TVs, jewelry. I wasn't living in God's will when I got here. I needed, granted, I wasn't that good of a thief. It wasn't something I did often. But regardless, that's, part of my story. Quick qualification. I got here on a court card probably 20 years ago. I remember going to the Alano Club in Pacific Beach when it was a smoking meeting. Half the room was smoking. The other half was secondhand smoking. And, I came in with a court card and had no desire to quit drinking. I came in here another time. I came in here a few more times on a court card. But then one time I came in here through an intervention and saw the word God, real big letters. And that kind of feared me from the fellowship. And this last time, I'm embracing God. It's all about spirituality. So that's why I'm sober today, is because of the no human power could relieve me of alcoholism. And God, first of all, the people that came for me, reached out to me. They started the process. No human power, but maybe a huge group of human powers can maybe start it. And then from there, I found a power greater than myself that I prayed to daily. I'd never prayed before I got here. Did not have foxhole prayers. I did not have, parking space prayers or job prayers or anything like that. I never prayed. And now I pray numerous times a day. And I say that because of the fact that when I said God, the word God scared me. I'm not sure if I was younger and, the people passing out the Watchtower flyers, kind of scared me. And I just wasn't involved in any sort of religion, organized religion. And I just went about my life. I was born and raised in Canada. Moved here to San Diego when I was 19. Blacked out in Mexico. And in fact, I blacked out in all three countries, so I consider myself an international alcoholic. And but I have to be certain that my sobriety date stays the same wherever I am. Okay? It's the same in Canada as it is in Mexico. But anyways, so the last time I got here through an intervention. I've had 3 interventions. This one finally worked. Sat down with my family and a couple of other loved ones, and they wrote down 3 things that they were going to read to me. And one of them is what they would do first of all, what my drinking has done to them, what they're willing to do if I continue to drink, and what they're willing to do if I decided not to drink and go into treatment. And so they all read these letters, and, it was quite emotional. And so finally I went into rehab. To me, I've been to a couple of rehabs, so it wasn't really that much different. But there was something different when I heard somebody share that, listen for somebody who tells your story. And we had numerous meetings in that rehab, and there was a man that heard a story a couple of times while I was in there. And You know, it was at that point my first surrender, I guess, was, you know, to go to rehab. Second surrender was to ask somebody else for help, take me through the steps. And, you know, he did that. And, you know, my first prayer was, you know, at meetings, you know, I'm doing the serenity prayer. But then my first third step prayer was up in Pacific Beach overlooking the ocean, 6 o'clock in the morning, just, you know, looking out at God's creation out there. And, you know, I offered myself to God. You know, I didn't offer myself to anybody when I got here. It was all about me. I was selfish. I was inconsiderate and self-seeking. And, you know, for me to say, God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thy will. And, you know, my life changed that day. And, you know, I said that I didn't pray much when I first got here. But now, you know, I say that prayer every morning. I thank God for my sobriety at nighttime. You know, a couple of years ago, a good friend of mine and some other people, we decided to start, we're looking at, you know, our sobriety is going pretty strong, but let's look at the traditions of the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, because, you know, that's what really got me to stay. You know, other men reaching out to me and offering me help. And so we started this tradition meeting, Steps and Traditions meeting, and, you know, such a powerful meeting to have all these guys come and share their experience, strength, and hope. And, you know, guys for 30 years bringing people that have 3 days. And, you know, asking them to share their story. And so if you're new, I encourage you to go to meetings and try a different variety of meetings. You know, it's I go to a meeting every day, you know, even with 7-plus years of sobriety. It's just, you know, I went to the bar every day. You know, I got loaded every day, you know. And after a while, I didn't go to the bars to get loaded. You know, I was lonely at home, drinking alone. And, you know, they said one thing has changed everything. And that one thing for me was to be out involved, get involved with people and friends and reach out to welcome people. You know, with 20-plus days of sobriety, my sponsor suggested that at every meeting I go to, I thank the leader for leading the meeting, congratulate anybody that takes a token, and welcome at least 2 newcomers at every single meeting I go to. And by just doing that has gotten me out of my fear of, you know, coming in these rooms and these people, you know, judging me and, you know, we're not even, I'm done. No. You know, it's not even about that. If you're new and if you're, you have fears of the fellowship, you know, it's one alcoholic relating to another alcoholic. I can look out here and figure that all of you probably have, you know, one story similar to mine. One little small story, you know, whether it's a court card, whether it's a blackout, whether it's, you know, not remembering something because of my drinking, whatever it is, something related to drinking. And but when I came in here, I'm sure you felt the exact same way as I did. I felt lonely. I felt miserable. I had a hole in my stomach. I had a hole in my gut. I had a hole in my heart. You know, I didn't have anything when I got here. You know, and it says in the book, scorecard read 0, I wasn't even on a team. You know, there was 0, nothing there. And so I moved into a sober living home. If you're new and you're thinking that's the direction to go in, I encourage you to. Hang around some other alcoholics. You know, posse up. Get some core individuals. You know, I've got 4 or 5 guys that are key to my recovery. You know, and above them is God. And I put my recovery before anything. I learned early on, you know, numerous times coming in here as well as listening to the newcomer, that anything I put before my recovery, I'll probably lose. You know, I'll drink and I'll lose that job. I'll drink and I'll lose that relationship. I'll drink, I'll lose all my relationships. And so I have to put my recovery first. And by, you know, giving my will to God and, you know, especially reaching out to a newcomer, taking somebody through the steps, you know, that's where it really counts. So if you're new and you're standing up as a newcomer, you know, you still got enough to reach out to somebody who has a little less time than you, you know. I can relate to you, and you sure can relate to them. I'm not sure if I'm almost 10 minutes. But anyways, if you're new, you know, reach out to somebody that's got some time. And if you got some time, reach out to somebody who's new. Thank you.